This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only thing you ever learned is that vodka doesn't smell on your breath.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming around the planet on our MyTalk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not dreaming of being a coal miner's daughter, ladies and gentlemen, America's favorite Sissy Spacek impersonator, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you. It is Tuesday, December 6, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Miner's Day. Welcome to Mitten Day. Welcome to Gazpacho Day. Welcome to Microwave Oven Day. Welcome to Pawnbroker's Day. Welcome to Put On Your Own Shoes Day. That's right. Put on your own damn shoes. Welcome to St. Nicholas Day. Welcome to World Trick Shot Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson, is it in fact good to the last drop? How the hell's your coffee?
We're trying a new brew today.
Oh.
It's okay.
Oh, that face.
Luckily, it's a small bag, so we'll be through it soon.
Face says it all.
Mm. Yeah, it's okay. It'll do. It's warm. There's caffeine, so. Okay.
Somebody made coffee down in the other, if you would prefer that.
Oh, they did?
Yes. Oh. I walked down there to get some cups.
Aha.
And I saw that somebody made some fresh coffee.
Just, very nice.
Brown liquid, Lex? Is that basically what that is?
Yeah,
brown liquid?
You know, it's okay. But, hey, it'll do.
Yep.
It'll do, babe.
Dawn, how's yours?
Mine's great. It has some zero sugar salted caramel shot in my tea.
Ooh.
I decided to get, you know, you're in line at Marshall's and look over and you see all of these syrups.
Yep.
$4.
Yep. They get you every time.
I'm like, I'll take that for myself.
Those checkout aisle items, they will get you every time, Lex. Oh,
it's
my
a
God.
Whole other aisle that you're not expecting. Joanne Fabrics says the same thing.
Yes, they do.
You're so like, does Michael's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there last night.
It. Yes, you were.
Yeah.
You got everything. How was your coffee?
No. Coffee's great.
Okay.
That's really good. Angela's back. Hey, Angela. Pylon Angela at Starbucks. Hey, girl.
Nice.
Hey, girl, huh? I went to Michael's yesterday. I had to call Alexis for help, for backup, because I was scared and I was in unfamiliar territory. There were crafters everywhere.
This is a great time for everybody.
Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be slow. Mm-mm. Because, hello, it's Monday night.
Yeah.
I went around, like, dinner time. I thought everyone's home. Mm-hmm. No one's going to be out crafting.
Oh, yeah.
But son of a biscuit, they were everywhere.
This is crunch time. You know, we're trying to get our handmade gifts done.
Yeah,
or if you're makers and you run out of supplies, you guys got to run quick to Michael's. Get some jump rings or whatever you need.
Jump rings.
Jump rings. What the hell are jump rings?
Oh, there's little metal rings that you connect pieces with.
Okay.
Like an earring. Like a dangly earring.
Okay.
Or bracelets. You use two pliers to open it, add the things, close it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's not a split ring. It's a jump ring.
Okay.
Split ring is more of like a coil.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had to call Alexis because I have a stag down. One of my stags in my holiday collection. His antler broke off.
Oh, what?
No. Mm-hmm. Yep. I have a stag down. So, and this is my proud standing black stallion. I have a sitting stallion, and I have a proud. He's so majestic. He just stands, and his antler broke in storage.
Oh.
So I tried regular Gorilla Glue.
Nope.
Yeah. Why? And I thought Gorilla Glue glued everything, but in fact, it does not.
It also tends to bubble up. I guess it just depends on what you're working with, but of course, the answer
is it metal?
Is what you end up getting.
Yeah.
Are your stags metal?
No, it's like a hard, hard plastic.
Okay.
Like a hard plastic. So I had to call. So I asked Alexis yesterday on the air, and she said, you know, EA 5400 or something, and I couldn't remember what the hell it was. Mm. And I'm inside Michael's, and now I'm just discombobulated. I don't know where I am. I'm walking in circles. I keep returning to the frame area. I'm like, I don't need anything framed. I need, like, glue or some kind. So Mary, she was very sweet. I'm like, Mary, where would glue be? This was after I walked around for a while. She goes, it's over here. And then there's a giant eye. I mean, there's a lot of E8600 or whatever it was, Lex.
E6000.
E6000?
Yeah.
There is a lot. Y'all use a lot of that crap.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot in stock.
Yeah, they have a lot of adhesive in general.
Yeah.
But that one, yeah. And they come in different sizes and a whole different varieties. So
yeah.
Good. I'm glad you found it.
I found it.
I loved your message because I was walking out of the movie theater at the time, and you said, "What is this B-52?" Like you're like whispering,
"What the hell is this?"
I met Michaels, and I don't know. This is a whole new world. What the heck was that called? And you had already gotten it, but I was like, E6000.
Yeah, thanks to Mary and you because you started it. Yeah, I'm in Michaels maybe like once every 4 years, and I just forget. There's a lot of you out there. There's a lot of crafters. And
I take some from the planet craft on.
Uh-huh. And I was listening to a mom and a daughter kind of bicker behind me in the line, which amused me to no end.
Oh, that's the just best.
The daughter. Well, the daughter was not too pleased to be at Michael's at 5:30 at night.
Oh.
And her mother, and I dropped my keys so that it would allow me to turn around and look at them. So I accidentally dropped my keys. Oh my God. And I turned around because the daughter's like, Mom, I went with you because I thought this was going to be quick. And we have literally gone down every aisle. And I'm like, God, how much does this mom have? And I turn around, girl. She had a cart full. So that I feel
was
for her daughter.
Was it supplies or was it already made items? Oh, okay.
No, she had a whole bunch of boards, you know, like the boards you hang on the wall that say welcome and holly jolly.
Oh,
and, you know, that she needs to paint.
Oh.
She had like five of those planks that she's obviously painting. So she had five of those in her cart. And then various, I couldn't really in great detail see what else she had, but those were sticking out, so they were very obvious. But looking at her cart, they had been there a while, and that daughter's was out of patience for her mother.
How old
she was like,
she?
I'm hungry. Yeah. 20s.
Oh, okay. She wasn't like six.
No, she was in her 20s. She was real hangry. She kept telling her mother how hungry she was. And had she known that this was going to be a long expedition, they would have eaten beforehand. And she kept repeating. She kept saying that, but in different ways. And finally, her mom cracked me up. Her mom goes, I get it. I get it. And she's like, there's nothing we can do now. We're in the checkout. We're almost done. And I'm like, ooh. Her mom's like, I thought this was going to be fun for us. I thought this was going to be fun for us. I'm like, oh, God.
That's always the magic words to make someone feel guilty.
I'm like, okay. Just get me out of here now. Then I get in the car and then Lexi calls. I'm like, I'm good. I got it. Thank God. I escaped without the mother and daughter behind me killing me. So,
my gosh. Yeah. I've learned never to take on hill my husband to Michael's anymore.
Yeah.
Because it just. And it's just kind of a solo fun expedition anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to, you know, just admit it, crafters. We want to walk down every aisle. That's what we want to do.
Do you wander there, Lex, in your homeland?
And then your mind starts thinking about projects and, new projects. And it's just you enter this whole nother world. Now, there are times where you have to run in and grab something quickly.
Yeah.
But that, it's usually...
Few and far between, it sounds like.
For me, absolutely. Yes. I just...
Average time that you're in that store, Lex. Give it to me. Average time you're in that store.
40 minutes. Maybe an hour.
Crap.
Oh, my gosh.
No wonder that daughter's hangry.
Yeah.
I
set a timer on my phone. If I'm not out of here in 15 minutes, I got to leave. If I don't have an item, well, you didn't get it. Too bad. Back to the car.
Funny.
I punished myself.
Oh.
See, Lex, that's how I'm like in Target.
Right.
Yeah. Don't bother me. Don't rush me.
It's just better to go by yourself. It's just whoop.
Now, I did yesterday. Colin didn't get home till like 10.
Yeah.
I was 11. I was out. I wandered around Target.
Yes.
No one bothering me. No one rushing me. I was
dilly-dally.
Yes. Anyway, I know Dawn's getting hives from this.
I hate shopping so much.
Oh, I love it so much. My adrenaline was up yesterday.
You hate shopping for specific things or just everything?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, unless I'm like an H&M.
Yeah.
I don't like trying on clothes, though, so I usually buy them, and then I try them on at home, and then I return it. So I'm like, well, that looks exactly like I thought it would.
Oh, God. When we come back, a Christmas cake from a Top Gun. That and more when we return.
But if I lead you to any place.
Oh, tonight on the old television, People's Choice Awards. Wow, that's on tonight?
Wow.
Who knew that was on in December?
Still
I thought
doing
that was January. No. Yeah, they're still doing that?
I thought so, too.
Yeah. Well, it's on NBC. Okay. Kenan Thompson's hosting it. That might actually be good.
Yeah, he's funny.
Uh-huh. Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Press Your Luck. And that's about it on regular TV. Mm. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Top Gun's heading back to theaters for the holiday season. Mm. And if you really want to celebrate, bring a cake to the movie, right, Lex?
Right. Well, we've heard about this for years. Tom Cruise's coconut cake that he gives out to friends and family. And Rosie O'Donnell shared the cake because she got one this year.
Oh.
Yeah. And let's see what this cake is all about. I guess it's the most coveted holiday gift in Hollywood. It's a white chocolate coconut cake. Yeah, doesn't that sound delicious? And it is from Doan's Bakery in Woodland Hills, California. And I guess it's the stuff of legends at this point. And, of course, Rosie, which is great. You know, she gets on and she just starts talking about her every day, you know, what's happening on Instagram and TikTok. And she said, look at this cake. And guys, it comes, Jace, you're going to love it. It comes with a stag on it.
Oh.
There was like a little stag ornament. I'm sure that changes every time. But this cake looks divine, like almost homemade. Like just,
Oh, well, you
coconut
know,
coconut flakes on top. And
this warms my heart because, you know, it's very Southern. It's a Southern thing, and Lord knows I love Southern. This is something, Lex, I have not tried to a Southern like Coca-Cola cake I've made. Yeah,
it's a Bundt's cake too. Oh yeah, absolutely need to make this. I hope it's as good. I had a really delicious coconut cake. I got to look it up now to see where it was. But in Charleston, when I went with Kelly. We stopped and had this coconut cake. The slice was like $30. I'm like, Kelly, this better be some
really delicious
coconut cake. And it was absolutely divine. And it had like 12 layers.
Oh,
Peninsula Grill is what it's called. 12 layer ultimate coconut cake. So I'm wondering if this is, I wish we could see it act the one that Tom Cruise sends cut. I wonder what that looks like.
And what is it? Google. You know what I mean? I wonder what it is. Like, what makes his... What I mean by that is, what makes his so good?
Yeah.
I've never done a layered cake. You know, I bake. I obviously do biscuits and...
Yeah?
But I don't... I've never made a layered cake. I should try this. I ventured into the cornbread territory last summer. I started making cornbread, but now I should try to rock a coconut cake, Lex.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a bundt cake.
It is. He makes it's a bundt.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
He does?
Now, he doesn't make them, remember. He gets them from this legendary bakery,
Dolan's Bakery. Okay.
But this is what he gifts to his family and friends.
10-4.
So, but yeah, it looks really good. It's not like a fancy, you know, like some of like the Nordic ware that you can get from here that has like the fancy like waves on it, kind of. Mm-hmm. This is just, it's just like donut shaped.
There is one, and Lori, I was going to make a joke. If Lori is listening, which Lori is not listening, Lori, maybe my husband knows, there's a place, Lex, in Waikiki that Lori always, every time Colin and I go to Hawaii, she goes, are you going to go get the coconut cake? And I can't remember where it's at, but it is a legendary, legendary coconut cake in Waikiki at this hotel. And I know my husband's going to text in 3, 2, 1 and know, but it has a famous coconut cake that Lori obsesses over.
Halekulani?
Oh, hotel? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, that
the
looks
Halekulani.
Good.
Yes. Does it look good, Lex?
Yeah, light creamy sponge cake with pastry cream topped with fresh whipped cream. Ooh.
Yes. That's it, Lex.
And there's a bunch of recipes for it, too, if you want to make it yourself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, I'm hungry.
I know. I have not had coconut cake in a long... I should make that for Christmas. My mom loves coconut. I'm doing this.
Do it.
I am doing this as a challenge.
Because we're not going to get on Tom Cruise's
No, we're not.
List.
No, we're not.
I wonder how many cakes he sends every Christmas.
And can you imagine that bill?
Oh.
Can you imagine? Lex, you know these cakes are not cheap.
No,
Tom Cruise is buying them.
Dolan's Bakery.
It's called Dones, as in like back pills?
D-O-A-N. Yeah, is that how they spell
Dones,
that?
I guess, yeah. Dones. Okay.
Yeah, that's where he gets it. Family owned, operated. Ooh.
Oh, that looks good. Oh, okay. Now I'm doing it. I'm going to practice.
It.
I have a couple weeks before Christmas Day. I'm going to prep. Dawn, have you ever made... You're a baker.
Right.
You're the baker. I was telling Alec, Dawn was doing some phone stuff. Have you ever made a coconut cake?
No, I heard you guys in the background talking about it. Is it just a white cake with coconut on it, or what's up with it? Is it?
It's a well. There's different varieties. Lex and I were discovering. There's a bundt variety, right, Lex? Mm-hmm. That you're seeing.
That's the one that Tom Cruise sends all of his friends.
Is it just fake coconut shavings?
No.
Real girl. Okay. No, it's real.
That's what because I don't like fake coconut.
No.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those.
This is real, girl. Like real.
Okay. And it's inside the cake, baked in, or?
No, on the icing outside.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
some actually add some to the batter, but in general, yeah, it's just added on top of the frosting. But it looks just like, I'm looking at this, the one in Waikiki, Jace, that you were talking about, that it just looks like a basic kind of white cake with flour, sugar, salt, baking powder, eggs.
Okay.
But then the cream pastry is where they add amaretto. Vanilla extract, you know, just to add, and then that's where the flaked coconut goes on top. A cup and a half.
We're talking about Tom Cruise's coconut cake, if you're wondering why we're doing a cooking segment.
Yeah.
This is fantastic, though. Aren't we all hungry now?
Yes!
I want a slice of damn coconut cake.
I do, too.
And I don't know if I would do cream cheese icing or a whipped cream icing.
I don't know what sounds better. Yeah.
Would you go whipped with the coconut?
Yeah.
Dawn, off the top of your head, what do you think? For a coconut, a white cake?
A cream cheese or whipped?
Whipped.
Cream cheese.
Mm.
Okay. Maybe I'll make both and we'll do a little taste test.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be your guinea pigs.
We'll go over there.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to take a break. Some sad news out of Hollywood kicks off our second half here. We'll be right back. Source, a family like no other. Hey, it's Jace for Nutrisource. They have such a great mix of products that your dog will never get bored. Plus, it's really good to kind of mix up your dog's diet, especially starting as a puppy. That way their bellies kind of and their digestive system kind of becomes accustomed to it. What I mean by that is with Nutrisource, you can switch back and forth. Start with the main Nutrisource line of foods. That's what I feed Dex and Mr. Big right now. You can move to Pure Vita. Their Pure Vita brand means limited ingredients, the best ingredients. You know what I'm going to say. You're not going to flip that bag over and see 4,000 words. Then you can alternate to their Element series, that elegant bag. I love it. I love that logo. And it returns your dog, that formula returns your dog to their natural kind of rustic diet. Find all of these at a retailer near you by going to NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Chan has some dinner for you.
Tonight, they know that
putting a ribbon on our last conversation. My husband's helping us out here. We're talking about Tom Cruise's coconut cake that he gifts to his famous friends every Christmas. Mm-hmm. Well, Colin found it, y'all, on Goldbelly.
Oh!
You can have it shipped to you from Doan's Bakery.
Yeah?
And,
where's this place again? Is it in L.A.?
Yeah. Woodland okay. Hills, yeah.
And you can get it for $109.
Wow. You think they give him a discount for the quantity that he buys?
I guess.
And the exposure that he gets? I mean, would we be talking about Doan's Bakery otherwise?
Probably not. And it serves 12 to 16, this cake.
Ooh.
Look at that thing.
Okay, you can say you made it and then just get it from Goldbelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kinfolk don't listen to the show, so I can $109. So there we go. You can get it on Goldbelly.
That's what John Leguizamo did for Thanksgiving.
He did?
And for other things, he will buy it and then transfer it to a pot.
Yeah.
Pretend that he cooked it and then serve it.
Absolutely. I've done that before.
That was one of my favorite stories over Thanksgiving. I've never done it, but it made me think about it.
I did it with that date that I had a date with the doctor right before I met Colin, the one that gave me the book on Rwanda and a mix CD.
He
came over to my house and I went to Lund's and I took their almond green beans.
Yeah.
And
oh my God.
I acted like that I made them. They're ready. They're serve and go. Almond.
They're on the buffet.
They're on the buffet. Yes. Yes, I took that and some chicken breasts, and I made it. I put it in the pan so that he would see the grease, and he walks in. Oh, yeah. I heated it up on the pan.
You get it, simmering so you get the smells and everything.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Todd, what did you serve?
It was like a first Thanksgiving with a boyfriend, and I got, I only made the turkey. Okay. That's it. Because it was a Martha Stewart recipe, and I'm like, this is my first turkey I'll ever make. Mm-hmm. And but all the sides, everything I ordered from restaurants and put them in my own dishes.
Yes!
Mashed potatoes, green beans, like a sweet potato casserole. I mean, I had like 8 different dishes to make it look like I was really Sally Homemaker.
Atta girl.
I mean,
that's what you do right there. Oh, Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is a Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. I think we are all surprised to hear that Kirstie Alley had passed away last night. Nobody knew that she had been suffering from cancer. And according to her family, this was a very recent, we don't know a lot, but whatever it was, according to the release or something, the family says this was a recent diagnosis.
Yeah.
They just recently. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It was one of those things where I don't know why. I don't know why Kirstie Alley elicited that reaction. And I saw it on so many people on my social media were just kind of dumbfounded. And I think it's because we haven't heard a lot from her lately.
No.
And
she's kind of iconic, though, isn't she? I mean, we've got Cheers. I will always remember her from Look Who's Talking.
Yes.
I loved those movies as Molly and Mom. And I guess when, because with the statement was on her social media from her 2 children. And you can just imagine that she would have been a really fun mom as well.
Yeah.
So you kind of just think about all of those things. She also had that reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Kirstie Alley's Big Life. Did we taste that? I don't think we did. But she was on Dancing with the Stars, and she was a contestant on the Masked Singer. And then, right.
Oh, God, she was good with Max.
Yeah.
He wrote, that was one of the first things. Hold on a minute. I got to find that. He wrote a lovely little message. Because, you know, they were so fun to watch because they had kind of an adversarial.
Yeah.
You know, they're both strong personalities. And they gave each other crap. Remember, Lex, we've been on the air for so long, but
yeah.
I remember, okay, what's Max's? Maximilian, isn't it Max?
Oh, Max.
What's his handle on?
I don't know his handle.
Maxim, is it? I don't know. Oh, crap. See, I should have just.
Stars Instagram.
I was half asleep this morning, but anyway.
It's Max, Maximc.
Thank you so much, Max. That's why I was putting in X. There he is. Oh, there is. Yeah. He wrote.
Yeah. For anybody out there that was struggling like
Thank
me.
You.
Max Inc.
He wrote
Imp.
My.
It's Imp. IMC.
Oh, yeah. Imp. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
I don't either. My dearest Kirstie, we haven't spoken lately, and I'll tell you everything when I finally see you. But for now, I just want to say that I love you very much, and I wish you the most peaceful rest. You are one of the most unique people I've ever met and easily one of the brightest moments of my personal and professional life. Some of our relationship is heavily documented. Most of it is known to a select few. All of it was like a wild roller coaster. From Maude to DJ Lil Buttercup, you were always all in for life. As I'm typing this, memories of our time together rush to my head. I remember how absolutely wild you were, and I start to tear up. Something you'd absolutely hate. And now I can't help but smile because I remembered exactly what you wanted me to say at your funeral. Don't think I can do it here. I thought you'd be around forever. I wish we spoke often. Thank you for everything. I love you, Kirstie Alley. R.I.P. That was very sweet. They were fun on that show. It's back when that show was really good. But
she just always had, she's just star quality, had a lot of personality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that show Fat Actress that she did for a while, that comedy on Showtime?
Showtime, yes. Yeah.
And it was like, got criticism because it was like a woman trying to come back to her career after, you know, gaining weight, like her big comeback. And you know, I don't know if it would hold up now, back in 2005. But I thought it was pretty funny at the time. It only lasted like one season, though.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right. And it's so relatable, isn't it?
Yeah, trying to fit in the clothes, looking at old pictures of yourself. I mean, everybody can relate to that.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, gosh. And she was kind of yo-yo dieting for a while. Wasn't she on Jenny Craig for a long time?
Yeah.
And
she went on Oprah?
Yeah, Oprah.
To talk about that? To talk about her weight struggles?
Yes. I remember that.
And then we recently talked about her in terms of Scientology.
Yeah.
She got really conscious. She got controversial toward the end. She even got into a spat with our own Bradley and Colleen.
She did?
That's right.
They had a spat back and forth on Twitter. She got way more political as the years went on.
Okay.
And that rubbed some folks the wrong way. Here locally, I'm sure the majority of you are screaming in your car waiting for us to mention three words: drop dead gorgeous.
Yes.
You know,
with
people,
Kirsten Dunst.
Yes.
Because that was filmed in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And it's so damn funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I noticed in the statement that her family made that they did thank the hospital, where the Moffitt Cancer Center, for their care. So I think maybe they said that because sometimes there's criticism of Scientologists not, you know, having medical treatment, traditional medical treatment. And maybe they felt like they needed to sort of, in a way, let people know that she was. But it's none of our business anyway. I mean, you know, whether or not she chose to go through chemo or not, she was being seen by doctors who apparently it was like a sudden. This wasn't a long illness. This was discovered recently, this cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
So
I just think I will always think of her in terms of pop culture wise. She did the impossible and that is replacing an iconic character on a show. And I shouldn't say replacing, that's the wrong word. She made it her own, but in the viewer's mind, she did. She replaced Shelley Long on Cheers. And that show, you know, if you're young, you have really, sadly, you weren't around for must-see TV, but Cheers was one of the biggest shows on television at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was at its zenith. The second main star, Shelley Long, walked away, made the decision so many stars make. They walk away from a successful show and they think they can make it in movies, and then they belly flop. See Patrick Duffy. And Shelley left Cheers, a number one rated show. I mean, it was, and they smartly, James Burrows, Les Charles, that whole group were so smart that they didn't just hire another Diane. That was the character. They didn't just go after another Diane.
That would have been a huge mistake.
A death sentence.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They brought in a completely different character named Rebecca Howe, played by Kirstie Alley. And my God, I dare to say, Cheers with Kirstie was better than Cheers with Shelley Long.
Yes, the chemistry.
I agree with you. I really did. And it was like, wow, I completely thought, I mean, because we all watched the show, even as kids. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I was so sad that Shelley Long left and there was like fighting and stuff like that. Like, it wasn't a nice,
amicable.
No. Yeah, yeah. But then I'm like, oh, so sad. And then we just loved Kirstie Alley. She really did create a full, awesome character that was just as, like, they had just as much, like, weird tension and just.
Yes.
They were.
Well, her and Ted just had the best chemistry.
Yeah.
And actually, I just looked up to see if he has said something about it, and he did. He says, I was on a plane today and did something I rarely do. I watched an old episode of Cheers.
Oh.
And it was where Tom proposed to Kirstie. She kept saying no, but she desperately wanted to say yes. And he says, Kirstie was truly brilliant at it. Her ability to play a woman on the verge of a nervous breakdown was both moving and hysterically funny.
Yeah.
And then just how she made him laugh for 30 years ago, when he remembers he went back to that scene. And he said it was just really, really sad, but grateful for all the times that she made him laugh, and sending love to her children and, you know, well wishes. He'll miss her.
It's so,
That
if you're in our audience,
show.
If you're in our audience and you've never seen an episode of Cheers tonight, go watch one. You won't regret it. It's such a good show. So Kirstie,
this theme song.
Yep.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Thanks, Kirstie.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Oh, Rebecca Howe.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us.
And they're always glad you came.
Second annual Santa Project benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities is happening right now. Bring a toy or gift to Children's Theater Company during the Shop Girls this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Or any time during our Santa Project. Use keyword Santa at mytalk1071.com. Coming up in just a little bit, I think it's a surprising move by ABC with that anchor scandal on GMA 3 or 4, whatever. Dawn has that.
I'm surprised this wasn't their first reaction.
We said it. We were like, I can't imagine that they're going to put them back on the anchor desk. So, Dawn, this broke after we got off the air yesterday. Has ABC pulled TJ and Amy Robach?
Yeah. They have for a while to figure out what they're going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not on yesterday morning. Now, I'm going to take Amy and TJ off the air while we figure this out. That's what, Kim Godwin, the ABC News president, told staffers that the relationship between the two staffers had become an internal and external distraction. She wanted a few days to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
It was also very awkward beginning to that third hour because the guest hosts, Stephanie Ramos and Gio Benitez, there you go, basically just said they have the day off. And then he kind of smirked like...
Girl, they don't have a day off.
Have a day off.
They can't run an errands.
And then they moved on like, yep, that's it. Okay.
Another part of the statement was that she said, I want to say that while the relationship is not a violation of company policy, I really have taken the last few days to think about and work through what I think is best for the ABC News organization. This was on a staff call that somebody leaked. These decisions are not easy. They are not knee-jerk, but they are necessary for the brand and for our priority, which you guys know are all of us, the people here at ABC. I really want to remind what kind of organization we are. We are kind, we are inclusive, we are respectful, and we are transparent, and we are focused on the work.
Yeah.
May I, Lori and Julia, this?
Yeah, please.
Let's Hollywood speak this. Two words. Bob Iger.
Oh, you think?
He does not like stuff like this. He does not. If people in his organization are not acting with integrity, and I just watched his masterclass over the weekend. Mm-hmm. That's how exciting my weekend was without Colin. But anyway, yeah. this kind of thing bothers him, and he likes decisive and quick decisions. Remember, yes. Now look, and this yes. is not, you know what I'm going to say, and this isn't severity wise the same level at all. I want to be clear before this comes out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. But remember how quickly he moved with Roseanne?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He fired her within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because he saw it very clearly as right and wrong. Mm-hmm. And yes, it was their number one show, but. You anyway,
yeah.
I have a funny feel, and again, this is in no way in the same galaxy. It's two consenting adults.
He's back in power now.
He does not like stuff like this that makes the company look bad.
I think it's also another thing too.
I know what you're gonna say. I think I know what.
TJ Holmes has also been accused of having other affairs.
Yep.
And it's not with someone who, you know, I guess you can consider Amy and him equals, but with producers. And we know there's a power difference there. And that, at least, there's at least one. There might be two that have been rumored. And well, I don't know if he's confirmed exactly yet, or even if they're saying anything, which would be smart if they didn't. But they have an investigation specifically with TJ.
That sucks for the other people.
Yeah, yes, it does.
It really does, because the person, you know, who, I don't know, it's like they don't deserve to be drug into this, you know?
Yeah.
There has to be some other information.
Yes.
In my view, some other information had to come to light within the last 48 hours for them to do this. Because yesterday we were just like, oh, they are acting like nothing's wrong. They
you
are moving.
Started it with good afternoon. I was like, good afternoon. It isn't the afternoon. Get it right, TJ.
Yeah.
A little nervous.
This smells of my boyfriend, Bob Iger.
Yeah, especially if it's swirling around that there's multiple sources within the organization saying that he's had relationships with other staffers, and all while being married, of course. So, yeah, it could easily. Ugh, yuck.
Gross. I love Howard Stern cannot figure out why everyone is obsessed with this story. It cracked me up. I was listening to him yesterday.
Oh,
he cannot figure out. He's like. Because his stance is like, people have done worse. And I'm like, absolutely. I think it is just, you know, it is kind of the soap opera aspect of this, which is why it's.
Well, and them becoming the news, they're supposed to be just delivering it. Your objective. And then all of a sudden they become the news. I also think that we, as anyone in relationships, you just think this is our worst nightmare, that our partner, spouse will have an affair with someone they work with, and they spend just as much as time or even more with them. So Yeah, I know. I wanted to know everything about it just because it's just fascinating.
Well, from our point of view as broadcasters, we, you know, not that other people out there couldn't relate, but it is so difficult to make your way into that position as a journalist.
Oh,
think about how your life has to pretty much fall into place at all the right times. And you can't just be excellent at what you do.
Yes.
It's like an act of God to get a place like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not easy. And to give that all up or potentially give that all up for a bang, bang into the world.
Yeah. Right.
No.
That too.
Yeah. Quit it with your lusty eyes.
Your lusty. What was your lusty? You said, what was it yesterday? Your lusty mind.
Your lusty mind. You got to shut that down, that lusty mind, if you want to keep your job you worked so hard for at the top of your game. How stupid.
Yeah. Your lusty mind.
You got to become a robot.
Wear a codpiece. I don't know.
One aggressive raccoon when we return. Ooh.